But the day that it arrives will be too late. But the day that it arrives will be too late to do what we can do. We can do today.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala sayyidil mursaleen. Amma ba'd fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulullah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Nabiyallah وَعِلَىٰ آلِكَ وَأَصْحَابِكَ يَا نُورَ اللَّهِ. Well, dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, welcome to this fantastic episode on the wonderful silsila Deeds of Destruction. And as you know, we are highlighting those actions which can actually lead us to a loss or that can devastate our lives, not only in this world but in the grave and the hereafter as well. So a lot of things to ponder over, a lot of thought-provoking points and Madani pearls we shall be discussing in today's topic of discussion. But before that, you know the famous hadith, Niyatul Mu'mini Khayrun Min Amalihi. The intention of a believer is better than his action. So don't delay, make those good intentions today, make them right now that I'm watching, I'm listening to the silsila of Madani Channel for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal and the beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And that what I learn, I will try my best to practice upon that, to act upon that, and to share this information with others, especially with our household family members, our parents, our siblings, our spouse, our children, our neighbors and fellow Muslims at large as well. But it's important for you and I to practice upon this with the correct intentions. So I hope your notebooks are out, you have your pens, so that you can jot down the important informations and always refer to them at a later stage. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, there are so many benefits and blessings for the fortunate Muslims who recite abundant amounts of Durood-e Pak or Salawat or salutations upon the cause of creation, the cream of creation, the owner of Jannah, the knower of the unseen, the intercessor of the Ummah, our beloved master, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The beloved master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, whoever recites durood upon me one time, how many times? Whoever recites durood upon me, salat upon me once, Almighty Allah azza wa jal writes the thawab, the reward of one qirat. And one qirat is equal to the mountain of Uhud. One qirat is equal to the mountain of Uhud. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. How much of rewards are there for that fortunate Muslim who is reciting Durood-e Pak continuously? So a humble Madani iltija, a Madani request for you as well, that instead of wasting our very precious moments, our precious lives, in unnecessary activities or useless conversations that bear no true benefit for ourselves, rather we keep our tongues moist with the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal, or the recitation of Qur'an-e Pak or Durood-e Pak. Let's recite together. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alright, today's topic of discussion is regarding the destruction caused by the desires. The desires, those wishes, those long hopes. Allahu Akbar. Very detrimental indeed. There's a very wonderful narration that is mentioned in the famous book called Uyudul Hikayat, published by Maktabatul Madina, which is the publications department of Dawati Islami. The very famous, our leader, our master, Sayyiduna Junaid Baghdadi rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi, has mentioned, one night, I became extremely restless and I thought, let me keep myself busy with doing ibadat and worshipping Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. So I started to do ibadah. But I could not find any inner peace. I was restless. I thought and I turned my attention towards reciting the glorious Quran. As I'm reciting, I still realize that I'm not getting any inner peace. I'm feeling so restless. So I decide to put on a shawl and I go out of my home. As I'm walking outside, thinking about the circumstance of mine, that why am I feeling so restless and I don't have that peace and contentment of heart and peace of mind. I see somebody who's also covered in a shawl, and I approach this person. He raises his head and he asks me, "Why do you look so restless and worried? Has the day of judgment arrived?" I asked, "Has the fixed day of the judgment day arrived?" He said, "No, but I'm asking just because how will you attain inner peace in this condition of you worrying and being restless?" Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. I then asked him, "Then tell me, do you want something from me? Do you need anything from me?" The person replies, "Yes, tell me this, that is there any situation in which the disease itself becomes a cure?" Allahu Akbar. Is there any condition where the disease becomes a medicine, a cure? Sayyidina Junaid Baghdadi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi says that yes, there is a situation like this. Listen carefully. When you oppose your nafs, your base desires, your long hopes, when you oppose this, then all the diseases of your heart are removed. And the same diseases become cures and medicines for you. Allahu Akbar. When the man heard this, he took a deep sigh of relief and he says that, "I have heard this answer 7 times tonight, but I had this desire to hear the answer from you. By the grace of Allah Azza wa Jal, this desire of mine's has fulfilled my desire and I don't have that restlessness anymore after listening to this answer from your blessed tongue." The man said this and he was never seen again. My respected and dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, this desire that people have, what we call nafsul ammara, that nafs, the carnal desires, the base desires, those long hopes, the wishes that we have. Now yes, the nafs is divided into different categories, but we are focusing on nafsul ammara, which is the desire that's always pushing us, that's constantly pushing us towards fulfilling evil desires or committing sins as well. Allahu Akbar. Amir Ahl-Sunnah Hazrat Allama Mawlana Abu Bilal Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri Damat Barakatuhumul Aliyah, who is the founder of Dawud Islam, he was asked this question: what is the ilaj, what is the cure for the nafsul ammara, those desires that influence and push us towards fulfilling evil desires? And he simply said something that's so simple, but it's for many of us it's difficult because we don't have this tarbiyah, we don't have this training. And what did he say? He said that oppose the nafs. What that nafsul ammara, what it desires, do the opposite of it. For example, if the nafs whispers to us and tries to make our minds that you are still young, you got a long way to go, many birthdays to celebrate, a lot of fun and entertainments to indulge in, a lot of amusements to enjoy, make tawbah at a later stage. Repent sincerely in the court of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. Establish your salah at a later stage in your life. Right now you're young, you're a youth, you only live once, and enjoy your life. So we must do the opposite of this. And we must establish our salah. And further, we must make tawbah sincerely, repent in the court of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, because it's mentioned that Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal loves that young person that is obedient to him. That young person, whether boy or girl, that listens and obeys the commands of Allah Azza wa Jalla and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Amir Ahl Sunnah Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliyah then quoted a narration, and this is for you and I to really think about, an encouragement for I to oppose that nafs. This is one of the cures, one of the very tried and tested and one of the best cures to overpower the nafs. So rather we control the nafs, then let it control us. And he says that the great Khwaja, the great Wali of the Chishtiya Silsila, Khwaja Nizamuddin Mahbuba Ilahi, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, once he fell very sick, so sick that people thought that he would pass away to that extent. So the Murideen and Muhibbeen, his followers, they say that, Ya Sayyidi, O our Master, there is a Hakim, there is a doctor that could cure you, because he is very well known for his cures and his medications. However, he is not a believer. The great Khwaja Nizamuddin rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali says that, never, I will not take help from him. Allahu Akbar. And then his situation, it deteriorated to such an extent that he fell unconscious. The Murideen and his followers, they made mashwara, they consulted with each other, and being lovers of the great Khwaja, followers of the great Khwaja and obedient to him, they wanted to see him get well, because they thought this is going to lead to his wisal and his passing away. So they take his blessed body and they call that Hakim who is not a believer and request him, please assist our master, our leader, our spiritual guide. So he does whatever medications he put together, he did his chants, etc. And within moments, Khwaja Nizamuddin rahmatullah ta'ala Ali regained consciousness. And he was feeling much better, and his health was improving in such a short time. And after explaining to him what had happened, he asks this Hakim, that, tell me, how did you gain this ability? How did you gain these capabilities of curing people? And you know what he says? He says that, I was trained that whatever my nafsul ammara, whatever my base carnal desires and wishes want, I must do the opposite of this. If it wants cold and cool water, I drink hot water. If it wants a sweet dish to eat, I eat a salty dish. So in this way, by opposing and going against the demands of my nafs, I am able to overpower this, and I have been given this ability and these capabilities. Allahu Akbar. Khwaja Nizamuddin Mahbuba Ilahi Rahmatullah Ta'ala Ali, Subhanallah Azza wa Jal, says that, tell me something. What does your nafs say regarding Islam and becoming a Muslim? So this Hakim said that, it tells me that I must not become a Muslim, I must not embrace Islam. The great Khwaja says, then according to your principle, you must do what is against your nafs, and therefore you need to accept Islam. The Hakim was astonished. He was shocked. He thought for a moment. And he says, yes, labbaik, you are correct. You are right. And immediately he read the Shahada, he read the Kalima, and he became a Muslim. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. On one side, the Hakim, who was formerly not a believer, he cured the great Khwaja physically. And here the great Khwaja Nizamuddin rahmatullah ta'ala Ali cured his internal condition of impurity, of disbelief, and made him a Muslim. So likewise, my dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, we must keep that nafs in check. Another wonderful way of opposing the nafs, or not just suppressing the nafs, but overpowering and controlling the nafs, is Suyam, or Saum, or Roza, fasting. Besides the blessed month of Ramadan, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, we can keep nafil fast, voluntary fast, like every Mondays, it is a sunnah, that's an optional fast, or any other day, besides certain days like the Eidain, etc. So we should keep these fasts because it helps greatly in controlling those nafs, those bad desires, the evil desires as well. And keep something in mind. The desires, the wishes, the hopes of a person, it never stops. It continues coming one after the other, only to be replaced by a new desire, by a new desire. And excessive desires is greed, or leads to greed. And greed is something that can consume a person. Because no matter how much we chase after this world, and the luxuries, the entertainments, the comforts and facilities of this world, it will continue going further and further away from us. It is mentioned by researchers that unfulfilled desires, if we don't check it, if we don't control it, and then those unfulfilled desires may lead to depression, may lead to anxiety and worries unnecessarily, and that can have a negative effect on our bodies, on our health as well. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. The great Allama Jalaluddin Rumi rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi mentions in his Mathnawi Sharif that cheese dunya. What is this world? He gives a parable or a comparison between a rich person, a rich Muslim and a poor Muslim. And he says, on one side, you have a Muslim who is very wealthy. Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal has blessed that person with affluence. But he spends maximum in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal, assisting those who are poor and needy. Allama Rumi rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi says, this rich Muslim, his heart is not attached to this dunya. And then he says, that poor Muslim you get, he's poor, he doesn't have anything. But he's always plotting and planning and desiring in his mind, in his heart, that if only I had money, if only I had money, I would do this, I would buy this. Allama Rumi rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi says that this poor Muslim, his heart is attached to this world. So don't be deceived by this world, my dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel. Our beloved Master Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam has said that three things bring about destruction. Three things bring about destruction. One is being obsessed with greed. I need to have more. I want more. Being obsessed with greed. Another is obeying and following the carnal desires. And third is a person's feeling, or a person's act of feeling proud. He feels proud of himself that I am somebody. Allahu Akbar. These things bring about a destruction of this person, and we need to identify this. The glorious Quran has mentioned in Surah Maryam, verse 59. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فخلف من بعدهم خلف أضاعوا الصلاة واتبعوا الشهوات فسوف يلقون غيا. Translation from Kanzul Iman. Then after them came the unworthy successors who wasted prayer and followed their desires. So soon they will encounter the valley of Ghay, which is in Jahannam. Now commenting on this, Sayyidina Allama Jalaluddin Suyuti Ash-Shafi'i rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi has mentioned that Sayyidina Uqba bin Amir radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says, I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam say that soon the people of the book and the people of Laban will be destroyed from my ummah. I humbly asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who are the people of the book? He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, those who learn the book so that they can argue with the true believers through it. I then humbly asked, who are the people of Laban? And he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, those who satisfy their desires and waste their salah. Allahu Akbar. My dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, let's ask ourselves this question, that do I in any way fit in this category? If so, there is devastation and destruction for me. Even I'm enjoying my life. I go to work, I spend time with my family or my friends, I go out, I do this, I do that. At the end of the day, we will all be alone, alone in the grave and alone in the hereafter. Are you ready for it? Are you prepared for it? Some people don't like that when you mention the qabr, the grave, or the akhirah, the hereafter, and what's going to happen. But get ready. Get ready before it's too late. Sayyidina Mawla Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem, the fourth successor of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the fourth khalifa of Islam, says that today is the day of action and not accountability. And tomorrow on Qiyamah will be the day of accountability and not action. You have the chance now. You have the abilities now to do good deeds, to please Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. If only we think about this seriously and we prepare for a comfortable grave and success in the hereafter. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Abdullah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu has mentioned that the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has said that Jannah, paradise, is nearer to you than your shoelace is near to your shoe. And so is hell, that hell is very near. However, paradise has been covered with troubles and difficulties, and hell, Jahannam, has been covered with desires and pleasures as well. Allahu Akbar. Sayyidina Abu Hurairah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu mentions that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that when Allah azza wa jal created Jannah, created paradise and Jahannam, hell, he sent Jibreel alayhi salam to go and look at paradise and look at the blessings that are contained within paradise, which are prepared for the dwellers of Jannah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that Sayyidina Jibreel Amin alayhi salam goes to paradise. He sees all these blessings and bounties in Jannah, which Allah azza wa jal has prepared for the inhabitants of Jannah. And he comes back to the blessed court of Allah azza wa jal and humbly says that, O Allah azza wa jal, by your honor and your majesty, whoever will hear about the bounties of paradise will strive to enter paradise. And then Allah Azza wa Jal gave the order that paradise must be covered with difficulties and troubles. And Allah Azza wa Jal sends Jibreel Amin alayhi salam back to look at paradise. When he sees all these difficulties and troubles and calamities covering Jannah, he comes back to the court of Allah Azza wa Jal and he says, O Allah Azza wa Jal, by your honor and your majesty, I fear that now no one will be able to enter paradise. Allahu Akbar. Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal then orders Jibreel alayhi salam, go and look at hell. Go and look at the azab and punishments of hell. When Jibreel Amin alayhi salam, he goes and he sees that some parts of hell are climbing upon other parts, he approaches the court of Allah Azza wa Jal again and says, O Allah Azza wa Jal, by your honor, by your majesty, there is nobody after hearing about the punishments of hell will desire to enter hell. They will strive to protect themselves against the fire. Therefore Allah Azza wa Jal then ordered that hell be covered with desires and with pleasures. He then Azza wa Jal orders Jibreel alayhi salam, go and see hell again. When he sees, and he sees all of these desires, all of these pleasures and attractions covering hell, he comes back to the court of Allah Azza wa Jal and says, O Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, by your honor, by your majesty, I fear that now nobody will be able to stay safe from Jahannam, but rather by indulging themselves in their desires, they will enter into Jahannam. Allahu Akbar. My dearest and respected, my honorable listeners and viewers of Madani channel, think about this. Which side are we on? Behind the fulfilling of those evil desires lies Jahannam. Because those are covering Jahannam. Those desires, those pleasures, those attractions, the entertainments that we see today. The entertainments largely today are there to distract you and I. That's correct. To distract us from fulfilling our purpose as believers. as Muslims, as ummatis of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And it keeps us busy and preoccupied in the amusements, in the attractions, in the entertainments, in the luxuries of this world. It keeps us distracted. If only we can realize this until it's too late. And then Malak al-Maut alayhi salam, the angel of death, finally arrives and rips out the soul from our delicate bodies. And then we see that, what's happening now? It's all gone, it's finished. Nobody's going to accompany me into the grave. I'm going alone. How much of good deeds am I taking with me that will assist me in the grave? Did I please Allah Azza wa Jal and the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? Or did I please Satan, Iblis, the cursed one, the humiliated one? And did I please my nafsul ammara? Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In Qutul Qulub, a very famous book, it is mentioned that Sayyidina Abu Sulaiman Darani, rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi, says, to refrain from one of the desires of the nafs is more beneficial for the heart than fasting for 1 year and performing nafl, optional salah, for the entire year at night. Allahu Akbar. I mean, look at the comparison. Because it's such a big thing. It is a big deal. It's a big issue to control the nafsul ammara so it doesn't overpower you. It doesn't control you and influence you to indulge in committing sins and disobedience to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. Some people, you know, okay, many people perhaps, when they see the next person who's driving a car, a vehicle, or a better car than them, or who has a better mobile phone than themselves, or is living in a more splendid house, or in a mansion, a bungalow, the desires will start. How I wish I also had something like that. And this could lead to hasad. It could lead to jealousy. And jealousy consumes, it eats up good deeds, how fire eats up the wood. Think about these things, my dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel. We need to understand that whatever that person has, MashaAllah, la quwwata illa billah. That this is the will of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. And that person only has it because that person is given by Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. If I'm not given, I must look at those who are below me. These are cures, practical cures for you and I. When it comes to worldly things, materialism, look at those who are below us. If you've got a car, even if it's a second-hand, half-broken vehicle, look at the next person who doesn't have any vehicle. Always look at those who are below. If you have a job that pays the minimum wages, look at that person who is unemployed. If you are in a bad situation, look at the one who is in a worse situation than yourself, or who has some kind of sickness or disease that is making him and his family members worry all the time, or run to the doctor all the time. Rather thank Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. What He has given us, you know, we should thank Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. Show shukr for what we have. And inshallah ta'ala, Allah Azza wa Jal will then give us more. لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ The Godless Quran mentions that if you are grateful, Allah Azza wa Jal says, if you are grateful, I will give you more. Are we truly grateful? And which are the ways of being grateful to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal? The number one, by being obedient. What my Allah Azza wa Jal, what my beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has ordered me to do, this is what I will do. I will perform my salah, I will give my zakah, if I'm able to financially and physically, I will go for the, I'll undertake the hajj journey, I will fast in Ramadan, I will fulfill each other's rights, I will refrain from sins, I will do good, I will make dua, etc., etc. This is part of being grateful. By following the blessed and perfect sunnah lifestyle of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this is another way of being grateful to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. By being obedient to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we are automatically being obedient to Allah Azza wa Jalla. The Godless Quran mentions, مَن يَتْعِرُ الرَّسُولَ فَقَدْ أَطَاعَ اللَّهُ whoever has obeyed the Rasul, so indeed he has obeyed Allah. But anyways, we should think about ourselves. Don't think about the matters and affairs of other people, what they are doing, what they are saying. Concentrate on ourselves. Life is too short. Prepare our journey to the hereafter, and the first manzil or stage of the hereafter begins in the grave. So focus on our own islah, our own reformation. This is what we should do. And the reformation of maybe our children, our grandchildren, those who are under our care. And Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, this is what your Dawah Islam is all about. To reform ourselves and to reform all people of the world. Until next time, keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
But the day that it arrives will be too late. But the day that it arrives will be too late to do what we can do today.